Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day one of Jonah. Today's title is Commanded. John G. Butler said, "Before Jonah could know his God-given duty of going to Nineveh, the word of God had to come to him. Jonah had to first know the word before he could ascertain his duty. We too must first know the word of God before we can ascertain our divine duty. If we, however, do not know the word, we will walk in ignorance of the most important responsibilities of life." Our text today is Jonah 1, verses 1 and 2. "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.'" The prophet Jonah lived approximately 800 years before the time of Christ. The book of Jonah is categorized with the minor prophets. All 12 minor prophets comprise only 67 chapters of Scripture. While other prophets have much longer prophecies, the small book of Jonah is incredibly significant. First and foremost, a prophet is a spokesperson for God. Prophets bring the word of God to the people of God and call them to respond. Therefore, the book of Jonah begins where every prophet should, with a word from the Lord. When God speaks to Jonah in verse 2, he gives him three directives. The first imperative given to Jonah is arise. The Hebrew word for arise is pronounced as kum and is a very common Old Testament word. In Scripture, it is translated as arise over 300 times and established or fulfilled 41 times. This word implies getting up and fulfilling your calling. So God begins his conversation with Jonah by telling him to get up and establish his role by obeying God's word. The second command given to Jonah is go to Nineveh. This is the Hebrew word halak, which is primarily translated to walk, proceed, and move. God commanded Jonah to get up and proceed to Nineveh. The third imperative given to Jonah would be the most difficult. God told Jonah to call out against it. Here we find the Hebrew word korar. This is an onomatopoeic word because it sounds like what it means. When you say korar, it sounds like the sound a crow would make. The word means to cry out, shout, or summons. Jonah was told by God to cry out against the sins of the Ninevites. It is interesting to note here that the name Jonah means dove. God sent his dove Jonah to cry out against the sins of Nineveh. Jonah was ordered by God to go to the great city of Nineveh because, in God's own words, their evil has come up before me. David Guzik shares the following insight on this phrase from Jonah 1:2. The city of Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire and was a large and prominent city in its day. Ancient historians say that Nineveh was the largest city in the world at that time. It was the large, important capital of a dominating empire. Surely, an intimidating place to go. God called Jonah to go to a pagan, Gentile city and call them to repentance. Why did God want Jonah to go? Because God saw their wickedness. None of man's wickedness is hidden before God. He sees it all, and it may come to a point where it demands the specific warning and judgment of God. God conveys his will through his word. Across the book of Jonah, we see a repeated sequence. God commands, and Jonah responds. As you will discover, the first series of commands will begin in disobedience and end in obedience. The final commission from God will begin in obedience, but end in disobedience. As Howard Hendricks once noted, the moment God says something, you are obligated to do something. Therefore, don't measure your spiritual life by how much you know the Word of God, but rather how much you live it. Some questions for today. What are your thoughts on the order and meaning of God's three commands to Jonah, found in verse 2. Why is it significant that Jesus referred to the Old Testament as the Word of God, as seen in Mark 7:13? Describe a time in your life when you obeyed God's command. Think about a time in your life when you disobeyed God's command. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for bringing it to us. I pray that you would give us the discernment to be able to understand it best so that we can follow it thoroughly. In Christ's name, amen.